Good morning and a happy week four with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. This is Broncos TV on site. We're here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Just a couple hours before the Broncos kick off at 2:05 against the Oakland Raiders. Now, coming off another tough week, you kind of got the sense in the locker room, Gray, that not many guys actually did say this is a must-win being this early in the season, but you almost got the sense that they kind of wanted to. You spent the week in there in the locker room interviewing players. Kind of what was the vibe, I guess, as they get ready to host an Oakland team that they haven't beat here since 2007?
Well, like you just mentioned, Chris, it's not lost in this locker room that the last time the Broncos beat the Raiders here in Denver was week two of the 2007 season. And since then, Oakland's won four games by a combined score of 133-63. Justin Bannon, who played last year with the Rams, said he's still thinking about the game in 2010 that the Broncos lost to the Raiders. So this is it's a rivalry that means a lot to this team, and they'd certainly want to snap this streak today on Sunday.
Champ Bailey, one of the few players on this roster that were here in 2007, the last time the Broncos did beat the Raiders in this building, said he doesn't have to waste any of his breath explaining to the younger guys what this rivalry actually means. And he said, look, these two teams, they just don't like each other.
So first and foremost, it's a division game. So, you know, you put a little more emphasis on those just because, you know, you want to win your division. And you can't do it if you don't beat your division team. So, I mean, that in itself is enough to make you want to go out there and beat them. Plus, you know, we hate the Raiders around here. So, that's just, you know, when you're a Bronco for a little while, you'll understand the passion for hating a team like that.
That's Champ Bailey this week in the locker room at Dove Valley. Now, last week, Gray, the Raiders beat Pittsburgh. The Broncos beat in week one, and they did it kind of on both sides of the ball. Defensively, they're stripping balls out. Offensively, Darren McFadden went for 64 yards. It still kind of goes back to you turn on watching a Raider game. It kind of starts and stops with that running back.
Well, Darren McFadden did have that long touchdown against the Steelers last week and almost had another, but upon review, he had his forearm down at like the one-yard line. McFadden has had really a lot of success against these Broncos. In his career, he averages 6.3 yards per carry against the Broncos, which is nearly 2 yards more per carry than he does over every game in his career. So the run game could play a big role today on both sides of the ball. When the Broncos beat the Raiders in Oakland last year, Denver rushed for 299 yards. Willis McGahee had 163 himself. So the running game on both sides of the ball could play a huge role in deciding the winner of this week's game.
McFadden setting up what a lot of teams hope to do is to get the passing game involved. Heath Miller, 2 red zone touchdowns last week against the Steelers. Now, defensively, as I touched on really quick, defensively, they ripped the ball out 3 times. We called them kind of forcing opportunistic turnovers. Peyton Manning saw that on film. He talked about why that makes this defense so dangerous on Sundays.
I'm not as familiar with the Raiders, certainly, as the players that have played here before. But think about the Raiders, think about speed. They got speed, you know, at the linebacker position in the secondary. They've been pretty opportunistic, created some huge turnovers against Pittsburgh there late in the game, stripping the ball. And, you know, in their offense, you know, kind of fed off those turnovers by scoring points. So those would be key things we got to take care of.
That's Peyton Manning earlier this week at Dove Valley from the podium because weather forced everyone inside. Dennis Allen, former Broncos defensive coordinator, now Raider head coach, spent a lot of time this week watching tape of Peyton Manning, and now DA is going to come back here to the building where he coached for a little while, Gray.
Well, everyone in the building has nothing but great things to say about Dennis Allen. Tracy Porter was with him in New Orleans, said he learned a lot from him. Champ Bailey said he learned from him. But Dennis Allen on his conference call with the Denver media said, since he went to the Raiders, basically all head coach John Fox had to say to him was good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And coach was asked, Dennis Allen was asked this week in Oakland, what he took from his time here in Denver from Coach Fox that he took with him to Oakland.
He's not afraid to make the tough decisions. You know, he believes in a lot of the same things that I believe in. He's always had a tough, smart, disciplined football team, and I believe in those same things, and he's not afraid to make tough decisions. And you know, as you continue to go on and being a head coach, you learn that you got to make a lot of tough decisions in this job.
That's Raider head coach Dennis Allen, and that does it for Broncos TV On Site today with Gray Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. Remember, kickoff this week is at 2:05, not 2:25 like last week. And, of course, like every week, we will give you all the coverage you need on DenverBroncos.com before, during, and after the game. It's a perfect day for football. Enjoy the game.